Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress. Hope for all I do.
If you'll get your Bibles, stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Turn them to the book of Job, chapter 23. And we want to look at verse 10. Job, chapter 23, verse 10. Recorded are these words. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in his presence. I want to talk about going from gloom to glory, part two. Going from gloom to glory. No matter what your situation is, your circumstances are, you need to understand that gloom is not your destiny. It may be a place where you are presently stuck, but glory is yet to appear. One of the things that I think is so helpful for the text and for those of us who are studying the text is to understand a man who actually experienced what he experienced without having known what we know today. And his experience was truly one of pure faith. Yes. Faith in God, faith in the relationship that God was faithful to his word and faithful to him. Yes. Faith in the fact that he had trusted God, not with just one thing, but his entire existence. And so how to lean and to depend on God, even when you think God is doing it to you, is exemplary in this man's experience. Verses 1 through 9 deals with his predicament. Within his predicament, he deals with problems, he deals with pursuits, and he deals with passion. And all of this is a part of the predicament that he now brings us to another level of understanding, another level of his experience, another level of his confidence in God when he comes to verse 10 and he says, but he knoweth the way that I take. Then he says, when he hath tried me. I'm confident of this one thing. When the test is over, when they turn out the lights, when everybody says good night and goodbye, I shall come forth. I shall come forth as gold. Not as fool's gold, but gold in its purest form. And the reference and the preference here of understanding is pure gold, that has been tried. And we'll talk a little bit about this a little more in the text. But let's look at what he says again. First thing he says, but he knoweth the way that I take. And that's dealing with his path. His path. Now, it's important to understand that under his path, the first thing that he recognizes is that his path has purpose. Amen. Every path that the Lord allows you to enter on has a purpose. You may not know the fullness of the purpose. You may not understand or comprehend all that it is purposed for, but know that every path God allows you onto is either going to produce a lesson or a blessing. Yes. Or both. Yes. And what you've got to understand is that there is no purpose or no path that is purposeless for the believer. Amen. See, God can show you good. Yes, sir. and God can allow you to experience evil. But according to Romans 8 and 28, the word says, and we know that all things work together for what? For good to them that love God. So it's talking about believers. To them that are called according to his what? Purpose. So your path has purpose. You may not understand the fullness of the purpose at this time, but don't dispute the fact that what you're going through, God has a purpose for it. Only if you understand the principles will you be able to operate in the purpose to your own profit. In other words, when you know that it's not a mistake that you're going through what you're going through, that it is not because of a decision that you made arbitrarily and authoritatively by yourself, but God either permitted you to make that decision, or God gave you permission to make that decision, or God prompted you to make that decision, but the end result is it's going to have purpose in it. So his path first had purpose. But he also recognized that before he would understand the fullness of the purpose, he had to go through the process. Amen. So process is a part of purpose. God's not going to just reveal all at one time everything he has for your life, everything he wants you to do in your life, everything that he's bringing into the forefront and the focus of your life instantaneously. There are some things you've got to walk by faith, and he reveals and uncovers as you process the purpose. So sometimes, you know, you want to know, well, God, is this going to happen? God say, walk on with me and see. You know, some of you want to discover, you know, what the end's going to be at the beginning. And sometimes God does that. But when he does that, I think that's sometimes to our own spiritual and mental detriment to some of us, because some of us don't understand that just because he showed us what we're going to get in the end doesn't give us a license to be lazy and sit back and think he's going to drop it in our laps. But rather, we've got to process the purpose to get what he's promised. Well, God, you said this is going to be mine. Yeah. I showed you that to encourage you that you might do what you're supposed to do to receive what I have for you. I took the guessing out of the end, but I didn't take the work out of it. Y'all ain't trying to hear truth today. Yes, I said, I showed you, you're going to have your own business and be successful. But I didn't tell you I was going to drop everything out of the sky and cause it to happen overnight without you putting some work into it. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wherever your life is, wherever that applies, put it there. So that's one of the reasons why we don't understand, too, that though God shows us the end from the beginning, that we must understand, though he reveals many times parts, fragments of our purpose, it still is, if he showed us the beginning to the end, it still would have to be processed. Amen, amen. Now here's what you need to know about the process. On the path God has called you to, when he reveals the purpose, or as he reveals the purpose, depending on where your spiritual level is, God knows what to reveal to you, when to reveal to you. But the process is designed to progress you on your way. Amen. You see, you will never get to the next level and experience progress without the process. And the process doesn't make any sense without knowing the purpose. And so sometime, like Jeremiah, God will say, go to the potter's house. And you're like, well, what, Lord, what am I going to the potter's house? He said, first of all, you've already gotten the command to go. Go there. And then look at what God tells him in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. And there will I speak to you. Now, I'm telling you where to go. But you're not going to understand why you're going there till you get there. It's a process, and the process is going to reveal the progress that you will make as a prophet speaking to my people if you obey me. So he deals with the path. Look at what he says. But he knoweth the way, say the path, that I take. God knows it. God has ordered it. He has ordained it. And if I operate in it, I shall have what he says. So path is important. But then Job recognizes something else. He doesn't just say, but he knoweth the way that I take. But he says, when he hath tried me. When he hath tried me. Now, Job recognizes that he not only knows my path, but he has a plan. He has a plan. Tell somebody God has a plan for your life. Now listen at this. You just said God has a plan for your life. So if God has a plan for your life, why are you questioning the plan? Well, when you start saying, God, why am I going through this? Why is this lasting so long? This doesn't make sense, such and such and on, whatever the complaint is. You are forgetting God has a plan. But the plan is to fulfill the purpose. Now keep that in mind. Because God does all things decently and in order. And so in order for God to take you from gloom to glory, there is a plan that you must operate in order for you to process it and progress it so that you will get where God wants you. I shared with saints earlier that even in the dictionary, the world has discovered that gloom comes before glory. Now somebody gonna go get their dictionary and go home and look and see if gloom comes before glory. But I promise you, if it's a good dictionary, you'll see it right there. Gloom, and you just keep on walking through, and you're going to find glory. You can't get to glory without first going through gloom. And I shared earlier with the process repeats itself on every level. So don't think that just because you've gone through some gloom one time and got to glory that you ain't got to go through it no more. Well, you ain't got to go through it no more on that level, but when you get to the next level, you got to start at A to get yourself all the way down to Z. And that means starting in that place again many times that's filled with gloom until you process yourself and progress yourself to glory. And then when you get to that level, you got to start all over again. But listen, something ought to happen as you go from level to level. Something ought to trigger your mind and memory to make you say, I've been here before. I understand that this thing is going to work out the way God wants it. So why am I freaking out? Why am I acting like God has allowed me to experience this and I'm in it all by myself? If he did it once, yes, he will. He'll do it again. 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 He'll do it. This is what you've got to understand. Listen.
Yes, sir.
When Job recognized God had a plan, that the plan included tests and trials. Tests and trials. Tests and trials. The trials were like the exams that was, again, the level before the promotion. You know, if you were in school, you might have pop quiz. And then at a certain period, it would be a test. But in the end, after all the tests, you'd have an exam. Job recognized it was a process again, and so God had a plan. Why are you testing me like this, God? Every so often, I get a pop test. Why am I going through this, God? Because he says it's preparing you for the exam that's coming. And if you don't do well on the test, you're going to have a problem trying to get through the exam. Because the exam is short for examination, which is a whole different level of testing altogether. And so you got to understand everything that you're being tested for now is to prepare you for the exam of your trial that God's getting ready to bring you through. See, I want you to know, you might not want to hear it, but you got a trial coming. Some of you are already in the midst of a trial and having trouble with the trial because you overlooked the test and didn't understand God was getting you ready for the trial that's here or yet to come. And here's what you've got to know. If you understand that everything that you have been through, God is using that to bring you to another level. And when you understand that that next level experience is brought about and is accomplished only because you have successfully gone through everything that preceded the exam. Yeah. Then are you promoted? You don't get promoted just because you've been in that grade a long time. God's got some old babies still in nursery. Don't get mad. I'm just telling the truth. You can be in the church 30 years, but if you ain't passed the exam, you still a spiritual baby. If you don't know how to call on the word of the God you serve and know that the God that you serve is faithful to the word that he has given, and you're walking by faith and not by sight, you're not going on what you see, but you're going on what he said, and you can speak those things that be not as though they were. If you don't understand, God is allowing you to be tested, not just for you, but so that you can be an example, that you can be a template so others can see you and mock you, so that others can see your footsteps and put theirs in there and follow after you. If you don't understand, it ain't all about you, but because of what God has purposed in your life. They got some folk who don't know your name, but they watching your walk. I wish I had somebody. Now, there are some people who don't know where you come from and don't know where you're going, but they see where you are. And God wants to show them that what he's done in you, with you, to you, through you, and for you, he can do the same thing for them. Listen. Say, God's got a plan for my life. Jeremiah revealed God knows the things that he has planned for your life. He knows them. He knows them. You might not know them, but he knows. And he's planned some good stuff for you. Oh, that's shout news for the saint. It ain't no accident. It's divine providence that God's got some good stuff planned. Oh, I wish I had a witness in the house. I get excited when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Not just what he's done, but what he's getting ready. Easier for me to swallow those bitter pills when I think about what I'm getting ready. Oh, forget the valley that I'm going through. My focus is on what I'm going to. Glory. Let me tell you how to handle your valleys. Say this is a valley right here, split in the middle of the church. And you know God has plans for your life. Get God by the hand. And you hold in your heart the fact that he told you, I have a banquet celebration on the other side of the valley. But I'm on this side of the valley. And the celebration is on the other side of the valley. I can't get what God's got for me on this side. There is a process. Well, how do I get it? Come on. Can I get somebody to walk with me? As I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I'm not worrying about nothing and nobody. Where God's got you and what he's got for you, he's gonna take care of you. Tell somebody, God's taking care of me till I get to what I've got for me. God's taking care of me until I show up to where he wants me. God's taking care of me. He's keeping me company. He's ministering to my needs. He is with me.
no evil. Have I got a witness in the house? Glory! He's got some good things for me. And when you get to the other side, he prepare it. He prepare it. Now, if anybody knows what I want, that's why I got problems with people trying to give me stuff I don't want. You got to know me to give me what I want. He knows me better than I know myself. And he prepared a table before me in the presence of the naysayers, in the presence of the haters, in the presence of the liars, in the presence of the backstabbers. I wish I had a witness here. And he lets them see they can't stop my blessing. I wish I had a witness in the house. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Let's take a moment and give him a praise in the house. Take your seat for a minute. Listen. Oh, bless him, bless him, bless him. He's worthy, he's worthy. Now, if y'all don't let me tell you the rest of the story. Y'all shouting on the appetizer. I ain't even got to the beach yet. Woo, glory. Listen, listen if you will. He says in the word, but he knoweth. And I got news again, my brothers and sisters. It don't matter what other folk know. Doesn't matter what your enemy knows. When you can say, but he knoweth. That's what fixes the situation in your favor. Look at what he says again. So he talks about the path. And he's talking about the plan. And he starts off with the test and the trials. But what's the purpose of the test and the trials? Listen at this. It's to temper you. Temper you. Let me give you an illustration with glass. Glass varies from one degree to another, depending on the purpose of the glass. It depends on what the glass is designed to become. The purpose is determined before the process begins. And any glass maker will tell you that depending on what the glass is going to become, the process varies. From one degree to another. Now listen at this. It also depends on not only the purpose, but the place that the glass is going to be positioned. Some glass don't need to be tempered. I wish I had a witness here. Because
because its purpose is not designed to do a job that the job of a tempered glass is to do. If it's going to be inside, where it's not subject to a whole lot of volatile weather, inclement weather, or accident prone, it doesn't have to go through a process of strengthening. The elements that are included in tempered glass goes through more strenuous processes and includes more of what is necessary to strengthen the glass while yet giving visibility and view for the person looking through the glass. In other words, if it's going to be a glass that fits on the outside and it's subject again to many different things happening and the possibility of things happening, that glass might look clear, but I want you to know it's strong. And unlike untempered glass, if something is thrown through or to it, regular glass, it would go through it and shatter it. The glass will crumble up and fall into many pieces. But even listen at this, if tempered glass is broken, it's never shattered like regular glass. Even though it might be cracked and even though it might seem to lose the ability to show through, it holds together and it sticks together. And even many times, it takes so much more to break tempered glass than it does regular glass. And you can look at the saints' life and tell whether or not they've been tempered. Because when they go through stuff, stuff don't go through them like talking about. I wish I had a witness in the house. And I can look on Sunday mornings and see that some of you are just plain glass Christians. You ain't got to hear me here. And then I look at some of you, I can tell something tried to break you this week. But you held on. Something was thrown against you. But you held on. Something tried to crack you. But you, because you've been tempered. I had somebody here. Well, why are you tempering me, God? Well, I'm glad you asked. So that you can triumph. Tell somebody you're going to see your way through. I'm talking to tempered Christians now. Oh, Lord. The tests, the trials were to temper you so that you could triumph in the end. God is getting you ready for what he has ahead. What he's got with your name on it. What's reserved in glory that shall be revealed in earth for you. But look again, look again. He's not just sit down one more minute and I'm going to be through. He's not just talking about the path. That reveals the purpose, the process, and the progress. He's not just talking about the plan. That listen again, that is so important to understand that we've got to have tests and trials. And that we've got to be tempered so that we can triumph. But then he talks about perfection. Look at the end of the verse. Look at what he says. He says, but he knoweth the way that I take. That's the path. When he hath tried me, that's the plan. I shall come forth as gold. That's perfection. That's perfection. That's perfection. Perfection comes with a price. And he uses gold. Listen. That same substance that's recorded in Revelation, that's on this side of glory and on the other side of glory. So if gold is good enough for God, gold is good enough for me. And listen at this. He says, and the illustration and the emphasis and inference are goes to the process of purifying gold. Gold. Now gold, when you first see gold, if you're not familiar with gold, might not recognize gold as gold.
The color is never brilliant in its natural state. It's never illuminous in its natural state.